Now, baby step four is put 15% of your income into retirement, right? Right. Good. Now, how do we do that, Dave? Where do we start? Well, we suggest that if your 401k or 403b matches, that you take the amount up to the match. The very first thing you want to do is you're getting your 15%. So if your company matches one for one, they give 100% match for 6%, then you take that whole 6%, right? Because that, let me tell you, if the mutual fund makes no money, you still doubled your money that year. You had 100% rate of return. That's tough to beat, okay? You're right? You see what I'm saying? So you always take that match. That match is sweet. And then once you get to the match, then I want you to go do all you can do in Roth IRAs. The next step is all you can do in Roth IRAs. And if that doesn't take you up to 15%, then we'll return back to the 401k and do some more. So the total of all your investing between your 401ks and your Roth, add it all up, divide it by your income, and it needs to be about 15% of your income, maximum. And not 10%, not 8%. Well, what about the match? The match is gravy. Don't worry about that. Money you are putting in. So if you make $40,000 a year, you need to be putting in $6,000, $500 a month, somehow across all these plans. I suggest first take the match, then do a Roth. If that doesn't eat it up and you need to do more, go back to the 401k. But the Roths have big enough limits in most of your households, you can probably finish it off in the Roth. Now, if your company does not match, and it's just at all, in no way, then just do Roths. Start with the Roth IRA and do all you can do there. If the Roth IRA does not get you up to 15% of your income, then go over to your 401k or 403b and do some over there. The reason is that without the match, the 401k is not as good as the Roth because the Roth grows tax
free.
Okay, and again, we end up with a $4 million in a 401k or $4 million in a Roth IRA. The $4 million in the Roth IRA is $4 million. The $4 million in the 401k after taxes is $3 million. So if we got to choose, we'll take that one, right? But with a match, the 401k makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is a barrel of fish hooks, but we got to get through it, okay? Now, the best plan is if you end up with $700,000 or more by age 65 is to do the Roth IRA all you can. Now, you military people, listen to me carefully. You need to be investing in these Roth IRAs big time. I know you're counting on your military retirement. I know that's a big plan the government has pitched you, and I think it'll be there. I think we'll honor our military. I certainly hope we do. I think they're going to continue to do right there by those plans. The deal is, though, you do have an ETS, an estimated time of separation. Someday you may not be military, and you need to have some money at that point. It would be a good thing. Ask anyone who has left the military. Money is a good thing to have as you leave the military. So when you know, begin to do your estimated time of separation and those kinds of things, you'll be glad to look over there and say, hey, I've been doing Roth IRAs. And you certainly qualify as a military person to be doing that. Number three is complete 15% of your income by going to company plans or SEPs at that point. Now, let's begin to dream for a second. I want you to think with me and look at this. This is an amazing idea. Let's take a typical American couple. Let's say a 30-year-old couple in here. Better than that, let's take a 26 or 27-year-old couple in here. Who in here is 26 or 27 years old as an example? A bunch of you. Good. Okay. Let's take these guys as an example for just a second. Let's say at 26 or 27 they got it and they did baby step one, which is? Good. They could do that pretty quick, couldn't they? Like right now? Do it fast? Okay. Baby step two, they're going to knock out all their debts but their house using the debt
snowball.
Good. Then baby step three, they're going to finish their emergency fund a full 3 to 6 months of expenses. They're sitting there with no payments and $10,000 or $15,000 just for emergencies. Life is pretty good on the planet. And now they're 30. It's taken them 2 or 3 years to get there. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? Okay, because this stuff doesn't happen fast. I don't sell microwaves. I sell crock pots. Okay, this takes a little while. All right, now, if we were to do that, and they started at age 30, and they do a $3,000 IRA, Roth IRA, each per year from age 30 to age 70, that is $500 a month, that is $6 million, 5.8, we'll round up. $6 million tax
free.
Whoa! I mean, think about this for a minute. What if I'm half wrong? This works. Now, let's play with this for just a second. If we were to invest at 12% at that point, like a decent series of mutual funds at age 70, all right? And we know that inflation has averaged about 4%. If we were making 12% and we'd not only not touch the principal, don't touch the goose that's laying the golden eggs, not only don't touch that, but we're going to leave 4% in there, so every year we get a cost of living raise, okay? So that the principal is not eroded by inflation. Does that make sense? So if we're making 12 and we leave 4 in there, how much can we pull off? 8 times 6 is? 4. Whoa. 48. That's $480,000 a year tax-free income. $40,000 a month. Do you understand that these people, on average, are making $40,000 a year now? And now they're going to retire on that a month, tax-free. And have a cost of living raise every year and leave $6 million to some kid somewhere, bless their heart. Is this pretty cool or what? Let's play pretend for a second. Let's play pretend and say that same couple in here instead just did their 401k. They took a $40,000 income. They put 15% of their income in their 401k. 15% is $6,000 a year, $500 a month. They do the same thing, and at age 70 in their 401k, they'll have $5.86 million. Now, they'd have only $40,000 a month income taxable now. Oh, darn. I mean, think about this. This is pretty incredible. But what if we could really stretch them and get them to do both? And they did $1,000 a month savings. They funded their Roth IRAs at $3,000 a year each. Now, let me tell you, and then they save 15% of their average household income. And let me tell you, these two losers at this point, and we know they're losers. Here's how we know they're losers, okay? They started at an average income at age 30, and by age 70, they had never gotten a raise. So these couple of losers that save $1,000 a month and never got a raise end up with $11 million, $12 million. Do you know what you do if you have $12 million? Anything you want. I mean, is this incredible? Think about it. Do you realize your monthly income is $100,000 a month and you get a cost of living raise every year and you never touch the principal? Now let's think about it. $100,000 a month income. I mean, after about 62 days, you bought all the stuff you could ever want. Now what are you going to do? Now you're going to spend the rest of your life giving aggressively and making sure your kids don't spoil their life because you have flat changed your family tree. You have flat set a legacy. And you know what I get when I show people this? I see their heads start to drop and they say, Dave, you can't save $1,000 a month on a $40,000 income. And you know what? That's the truth. If you're normal. And what makes you weird? Think with me for a second. Honestly, think through the math. If you had a $40,000 a year annual income at 30 years old and you didn't have any payments, no car payment, no car fleece, you didn't have any credit card payments, no student loans, and well, somewhere right in there, we're going to get this house paid off, aren't we? No house payment. Now, if you make $40,000 a year and don't have any payments, could you save $1,000 a month? Yes or no?
Yes.
For real, you could. Now, you look at me in the face and tell me that Proverbs 22:7 is anything but the truth and applies to you today. The borrower is slave to the lender. This is costing you big time when you look at the payments you're paying out. It is destroying your legacy. Look at the math on this. If this doesn't make you just a little bit angry, just a little bit passionate, you have no blood in your veins. Think. But when I show this to big audiences across America, I can watch their body language as they slump in the chair and their heads go down because their hope has been stolen. And they truly, honestly believe deep down inside they will always have a car payment. They will always have a house payment. And so they can't grab hold of this. They think this is hype. And all it is Proverbs says it well, hope deferred makes the heart sick. The rest of that proverb answers the question, though. When desire comes, it is the tree of life. See, slavery is a mentality, and I'm here to break it. I'm done with it. There is no way you need to live like that. You need to live where all the money comes in and all the money goes out to the bank. This is your destiny. This is the way you ought to be acting as free Americans. This is the way you ought to be seeing things. But you got to be able to see past the debt to get here. I promise you, it's worth it.